confused. I had a speech teacher there, and she got me confused. I don't know which is cemetery or cemetery. I'm not sure which is right. I'm always stumbling over it.
The way out is the same graveyard.
Get around it, yeah. We didn't this time, the other time, this last time, did we?
It was running.
It's running.
We have everything today.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, if on the 9th of the month there is no school, and on the 10th of the month there is school, you'd say that school does what on the 10th?
It begins on the 10th.
And if, on the other hand, on the 9th there is school, and on the 10th there is no school for the rest of the summer, then you'd say school. That school
ends, I believe, I'd say. School ends.
If a boy starts for school in the morning and goes fishing instead, you would say that he...
playing hooky.
And you go to school to get what?
Education.
Let's see, in town, the building where books are on loan is called the...
on loan library.
You might pick up your mail at the...
post office.
And you spend the night in the...
spend the night in the hotel, is that... that the...
and if you went to see a play, you might go to see it in a...
theater.
And if you were ill, you might be sent to a...
hospital.
The girl who took care of you there would be the...
nurse.
And if you're going to take a train for some place, you'd get on the train at the...
the depot.
And what do you call the area where the courthouse is?
Going back there, now, there's a word that's always, and I never have checked it. In the Army, it's depot.
Uh-huh.
And we speak of it commonly as depot. Now, is there two words? Is there entirely two meanings, I mean? Is a depot different than a depot?
No, I think it's one meaning. One is just...
a depot in the Army is not a railroad station.
No, it's a gathering point.
I'll next check that. In fact, I'm getting something on that you don't need.
Oh, no, that's all right. It's like oblique and oblique, I think.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
And the area where the courthouse is located is called... the
courthouse square here is... that's what we speak of it here, is the courthouse square.
And if you go... If you have a corner, we'll say this is a block or something, instead of going from here to here and then this way to get to this point, you cut across diagonally, what do you call that?
Well, you take the word I'd use, you cut across.
You just cut across.
That's cross.
Huh? They didn't have streetcars here, did they?
No, sir. No.
If you're on some public conveyance and you'd like to leave at the next corner, what would you tell the driver or the motorman?
Probably just speak and let me get off at the next corner.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, this, what relation to the county government does Boise City, Beaver City have? It's the what? Beaver City?
The county seat, yes.
And this is the location of the county
government.
Between 1860 and 1865, the north and the south.
About the Civil War.
And the sheriff is supposed to preserve
peace and order.
And if a man is sentenced to die by hanging, he's taken out and suspended from the rope, you say he's been...
hanged? Or hung, let's see. I expect we could probably get common